My name is Luke Whitty. I'm a student at TCC West Campus. I'll be conducting our interview today. The date is March 26th, 2024. We're at the Tulsa Community College Northeast Campus. Today I will be interviewing Rio and Jackson, both ESL students at TCC from Vietnam. Thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, of course.
So, how's your day been so far?
Everything is good.
It's been good. So far, so good.
So far, so good. So how are classes usually here? Are they early, late, long?
I mean, everything is normal to me, but when I used to live in my country, that I had to go to school at like 6:30 or 7, and like, I was an early bird in the country, but now the class start at like 9 and like totally fine with me. So it's good. Everything perfect.
Do you prefer waking up early or?
Waking up late.
Waking up late.
Late. For sure.
Yeah. How has the weather been? How has that changed at all?
Here is kind of like Vietnam
over here.
Like differences between here and Vietnam, and like here they have four seasons here.
Yes.
But in my country, they just have three.
Hot, hotter, and drier.
So do you like the hot weather, or do you prefer the melting?
I prefer like kind of chilly in spring or fall.
Yeah.
Not like in winter.
But with me,
freezing.
I prefer cold weather.
Cold weather.
Mm-hmm, because we can wear jacket, thick jacket. Yeah.
I've always liked cold weather too.
I mean, at first, at beginning, and like, you know, I've just been moving here. I've been living here for a year and a half. And last winter, it was my first time to see snow. And like, I was so excited to see snow here. And like, after that day, I think, okay, not anymore. I think that's enough for me that time. Yeah.
So you hate snow right now?
I mean, they were melting. Like, you know, the road, it was so slippery. In that time, like, I just got my travel license. Oh God, that was so dangerous.
So do you drive here?
Yes, we
do. Yeah, we do.
Did you drive in Vietnam?
No.
Just motorcycle. Like,
we ride motorcycle.
Yeah, scooter, motorcycle.
We don't have car.
No, we don't have car.
Actually, we poor. We cannot.
No?
Yes, of course.
I mean, you know, the car in Vietnam is like, really expensive. It's not affordable like here. Like you work like
it's hard to buy a car in Vietnam.
Like you can pay like paid up for a car here, but in my country you need to pay once. So yeah, that's
so it's just
harder.
A single very expensive purchase.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Is it easier to get around here?
Is it to get around?
Yeah,
yes.
I think when you know how to drive car, it's easier.
Yeah, Vietnam is very difficult to navigation. Yeah, because the road is very complicated.
Is traffic bad in Vietnam?
Of course, because most of people ride a motorcycle, so we have a lot of traffic jam. And the road is not flat.
They have many congestion of the traffic every single day. And like the road is kind of like narrow, you know, and like all the people, they drive motorcycle, like the car and motorcycle together, and like they don't separately motorcycle lane and car lane. They try like mix it up together, and like everything is like, so complex.
So complex.
Yep.
Do you drive a lot here?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we just drove down to Hot Spring National Park.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 4 hours and a half away.
Do you like long car rides? Or do you prefer them just to be short?
Short. Like SUV.
Yeah. How's the food changed? Like, do you like the food here in America, or?
You like? I like food America here. But sometimes it's make me too big. Like 1 meal in America is maybe 3 or 4 meal in Vietnam. so much calories in one meal.
Yeah.
But also, food in Vietnam is more salted, right?
It's not more salty, but
it's more seasoned, you'd say.
Like
yeah,
more ingredients,
okay.
More seasons, more ingredients.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not picky. I mean, I love all the food, but like when you eat something a lot, I mean, not. Here they just have like burger, pizza, like most of that food, and like I mean, I kind of love it, but like for every single day, no, not for every single day. I love homemade.
What's your favorite American food?
I think chicken
wings.
Chicken wings.
Yeah,
I love
real
it.
Green.
Do you prefer grilled or fried chicken or?
With sauce, like grilled.
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 Do you like spicy chicken wings or just
yeah,
kind of
we
spicy?
We Asians. We Asians.
what was I gonna ask next? How long have you been in America?
I've
been living here for
a year.
A
year.
And me
six
maybe
months.
Around 6 or 7 months.
Okay. So not super
not
long.
Not
yes.
too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old are each of you?
I'm 20.
I'm
24. Okay. Do you drink in America?
Of course he's not.
He's
but
drinks,
I will.
But of course
I
I'm not.
Drink.
I'm under 21 and that's illegal here to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for my 21st birthday.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Are you excited for that?
Yeah, I'm so excited until December 19th.
And what about you?
Do
you drink?
I don't drink. I'm 18.
Oh, you're just 18?
Yeah.
Oh,
don't
make
me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think America, the shape of America is very different in Asia.
Mm.
Like,
yeah, they bigger.
Yeah. I mean, you are more muscle than us.
Yeah.
I mean, you look
that's
like,
why. That's why we have big meal here. Big meal here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I eat a lot in general.
Yeah,
it's not a lot. I mean, your shape looks all good. Like you look
because
strong, you look muscle.
Has.
Yeah.
Mm. Is the schooling any different in America versus Vietnam?
What can you say?
What differences?
Like in education.
Education. Yes.
Yes.
That's a big point.
Okay. Here, I feel like it's more comfortable and more flexible than in my country.
Mm.
Like. You can do homework and like it's up to you because it's your life and like it's just school, like you have a right to do your old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But in my country, you know, like your parents put a lot of expectation for you when
mm-hmm.
you was a kid and like you need to have get high score and like everything's perfect at school
mm-hmm.
and like don't get any complaint about you at school and like you have a lot of like peer pressure. About peer pressure, a lot about all your friends same your age and like they kind of like more competitive.
Mm.
Like here, like you kind of truly like I love going to school here because like Miss Katie and Mr. Tom, like they taught us very good and like really flexible
mm-hmm.
and like, but in my country, like they kind of like push you too much, too hard.
Mm.
That until you burn yourself out. So I feel like here more flexible.
Yeah, in Vietnam we also have to go to private class when we after school.
Oh really?
Yeah, because the
extra
teacher.
Classes.
Yeah, some teacher, they want make more money.
Mm.
Yeah, I think, and we have to go to their class and in school we will get like high score because we go to private class.
Mm.
I think
yeah we don't judge our educational system but
yeah.
You know the fact that just a small teacher group of teacher
mm-hmm.
yeah
they wanna make more earn money and like they wanna get you into extra classes and like to get more money and like if you get into their classes you're gonna get high score like that reason why like all students they're just trying to get more classes after school
yeah
you know what I mean and like until Sunday they they go to school extra on Sunday and like after school and like 6
yeah.
or 7
every
p.m.
week, every day.
Every day, and like that's kind of pushy.
Yeah. You said you also start earlier. Do you just spend like a lot of time at school in your own country?
We start school at like 6:45.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be there like 6:30. And we get up around 12:40. And we have evening classes.
Yeah.
We start like 1:30 to 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's almost all a day.
Mm-hmm.
And we have extra classes too, like
yeah.
at 6 or
nine.
7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Until midnight.
And so do you prefer the looser schedule and expectations of American education?
Actually, I have, like, now I'm studying at CSL. I think it's very different with a real class.
Mm-hmm.
I think in college maybe harder. Yeah, I think, what are your opinion right now? How's your?
My education?
Mm-hmm.
It's very lax. I have, like, 3 classes this
yeah,
semester.
It's hard, right?
Is
yeah.
it hard?
I wouldn't say hard.
What? We say hard.
What are your class now?
I have English. And government, and then financial literacy.
So what's your major?
I don't have a major yet because I'm still in
okay.
high school.
Oh, I see.
I'm taking concurrent classes.
Okay, concurrent.
So high school and college at the same time.
Okay, got it.
So do you know how much for enroll in university?
It varies a lot.
Yeah.
It's like it's dependable if you get scholarship or
yeah.
No, I think in university you hard to get scholarship.
I mean,
when you get
you able to get
yeah. But how many percent?
I mean a lot.
Yeah, it's a process to get scholarships.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans after TCC in America?
Yeah, first we will go to no, TCC?
After TCC.
After TCC.
Or are you going
to
stick with
TCC? University.
University.
Yes.
Do you have a university in mind?
Oh my god. Somebody turn the line up. There you go.
Okay.
That's new.
I think it's a motion sensor.
Yeah.
So, do you have a university in mind?
OSU.
OSU?
Yes.
The one in Stillwater?
Or the one in Stillwater?
What is
it? The big
Stillwater?
One?
You know Stillwater?
Yeah.
The big OSU, like the main one?
I don't know what is it.
Like the OSU in Stillwater and OU in Norman, right?
I think so.
Yeah. And if you choose OSU, it's in Stillwater. If you choose
Stillwater?
Yeah, like in Tulsa, but it's still in Stillwater.
So you plan to go to OSU?
Yes, it's depend on my major.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I'm not sure my major yet. And I'm not sure which major it can transfer to university.
Mm-hmm.
So OSU, OU is just one of my choices.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any plans after TCC?
Actually, you know, I'm looking for a guaranteed job.
Mm-hmm.
And like I'm pursuing accounting now. And like it's gonna be my job someday.
Mm-hmm.
And like probably I'm gonna spend like 1 or 2 years to get used to my major.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm gonna have like any job like after class or while studying here. But if I really do like it, okay, I'm gonna transfer for university. But if I don't like it, probably I'm gonna find a job like, you know, just the only thing is earning money.
Yeah.
And like, I kind of like accounting.
Mm.
So I'll probably transfer for university.
And how long do you plan to stay in America? Indefinitely or?
How long? Stay in America?
Yeah.
Maybe we
forever.
Live.
Forever?
Yeah,
we residents here.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any family in America?
And yes, we have.
Your family in America?
Yeah, my grandpa, my aunt, my uncle,
mm-hmm.
and my nephew. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he has a
my
big
mom
family.
Too.
And I have a blended family.
Mm-hmm.
Two step young brothers and my 1.5 brother. And my mom and my stepdad here. And from my stepdad family here too.
Do you have any family in Vietnam?
Yeah.
My father.
Father.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my family.
Mm. Do you stay in contact with them?
Not sure, usually. Maybe 3 months or 4 months, half year, I will contact him to ask him about his health, his
work. Real dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I usually contact with them, keep in touch. We usually call each other every single day or each other day, once a week. It's depend, if I kind of busy, at least I'm gonna call them once a week.
Yeah. Do you guys have jobs now?
Yeah, we do.
You do?
We are a nail technique now.
Yeah.
And you work together?
No.
No.
We're separate.
Okay. Does that pay well?
It's Japan, right?
It's depend for how many clients you work for a day. Not they're not gonna pay for per hour.
Yeah.
They pay per client.
Yes.
So it's dependable.
Yeah.
Did you have a job in Vietnam?
Yes.
You do? Yeah, I do too.
I was a waiter in a Hai Di Lao restaurant, and I also organized a wedding. What they call? I don't know.
Catering.
Organized wedding. Yeah.
When I was a freshman in while in university, I was a freshman in a university in Vietnam, and while studying, I had a job, shop attendant, while studying, to gain more experience.
Mm-hmm.
And when I moved here, my first job is, you heard about Hibachi Chef?
Yes.
Hibachi Chef.
Really?
Yeah, I used to do a Hibachi Chef.
How was that?
It's too stressful too. Yeah, I have no time for school.
Yeah.
I go to work at 1:30 to 11 or 11:30, at midnight, and I have no time for me. You know, that pushed myself too hard. That's so stressful. God was stressful. That stressed me out for real.
Yeah.
I gave it up and find a new job. You have more flexible schedule. So I'm a nail technique now.
And you say you would think you'd have more free time right now than you did?
Yeah. I work just on the weekend. And on day week, I go to school. And after class, I have more time for myself or for my family.
So, will you study? No, I mean, will you have class when in summer? Will you have class in summer?
No, just for
so
exam.
Everybody will be absent in summer?
Yeah.
Some people do class in summer, but most people don't.
So if I want to have class in summer, it will be possible, right?
I think so.
Okay.
So you're going to get class in summer? No, right? Of course I know.
I'm not going to do class in summer.
Yeah, it's our time. We need to take a break.
You said you had more free time. Is there anything that you like to do in that free time?
We do. We love hiking.
Hiking.
Whenever. That was the one we went to Hot Spring National Park.
But
I love hiking.
Just one time.
I mean,
not every time.
I mean, if I have long break, spring break or long holiday, I'm gonna spend time for another stay. But if I have short break, just for coffee and chat to each other or go to took him out for hiking. That's it.
Are there any other hiking spots you like to go to locally, or is it just Turkey Mountain?
Yeah, we do have a lot.
Yeah, so each state has their own hiking, their own mountains, so we so excited to explore them.
Yeah, I mean here around, we just move here. I just know only Turkey Mountain, but I know some lakes around here. I love fishing too.
You like fishing?
Yeah, I went to Skytook Lake, Fort Gibson Lake, Keystone. You heard about Keystone
Lake? Yes.
Yeah, just around here.
Mm-hmm. Have you been anywhere else in America?
Mm-hmm. We
went to Houston.
We traveled to Houston, Texas. And
Dallas, Texas.
The last one is Hot Spring City in Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Okay. I went to Fayetteville. Twice.
What led you to America in the first place?
Sorry.
What led you to America in the first place? Like, what made you want to come here?
My family.
Your family?
They made me here.
But you want to come here, right?
No, if I do, like, in California or, like, Houston.
So
I have to leave
Oklahoma,
by myself.
Just in Oklahoma,
yeah, just
or
because,
just America?
Both. Like,
so,
our family.
What are your reasons why you come here? Why you come to America?
My family here. I told you.
Are you sure?
Yeah, my family here. But so
with
I had to.
And, honestly, here in America, so we have a real opportunity to improve myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the education here is very advanced.
Mm-hmm.
We can make more money, easy money. Yeah, and the people here is also very different in Vietnam. They smarter, actually they smarter. Their logic I don't know how to say that, but I would like to hear their opinion.
Mm.
Yeah, they have their opinion. Yeah, that's right.
And socially, like, how different is the people, like, in America versus Vietnam? Like, how do they act?
Do you have any idea?
I'm not gonna judge, you know, but the differences between American and Vietnamese is like personality.
Mm.
Like everyone, I mean, both Vietnamese and American, they really like friendly.
Mm-hmm.
But only thing about how you judge, like how you act to other people. Like here, I work for Cervix, and like I work for all American, you know, and like they act like really friendly,
yeah,
like to me. And like whenever I do something wrong or something, just say sorry to them and like, that's okay. You know, I always have second chance.
Yeah.
But in Vietnam, like, if you do something wrong,
they will yell at you.
they're gonna yell at you, like, straight to your face. Like, don't do that. Kind of like that, like, with bad words,
mm-hmm,
kind of like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really, like, you don't have real second chance in Vietnam.
Mm.
I think
have
it's
worst chance.
Because of education there. It's,
yeah.
Yeah. The big thing different between America and Vietnam is education.
Yes,
yeah.
So the people in Vietnam are a little more strict.
Yeah, for sure.
What is
strict? Like
strict?
Your parents strict? Like
strict.
Yeah.
T-R-E-A-T. Right.
Like kind of stubborn.
Stubborn.
Strict. I think strict just for my parents. Yeah, like they kind of strict,
yeah,
to their kid. Like if you like American, like if you do something wrong, like Jackson, why you do that?
Mm.
And like, no, don't do that. Next time you need to like fix it. Don't do that next time, okay? No, but my parents know not like that. Like every day something, Jackson, what you doing? I'm gonna hit on you.
Yeah, actually, can you imagine Vietnam had a lot of war?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the point. We are not the same with another country. We have a lot of war.
Mm.
So we just trying to go up. Yeah. So that is the big point to understand what is Vietnam.
Mm.
What is Vietnam? Yeah.
They strict to their kids because they put a lot of expectation for their
mm-hmm
kids. So like they always want their kid like so perfect. Everything is perfect, and like.
I think in America, they have the same too, but in the past, but now it's
more flexible now.
Yeah. They just develop, increase
I
education.
Mean, you go to like countryside, I mean, in the big city, it's kind of flexible, but in countryside, you know, all the people there kind of like in poverty, and like that reason why they put a lot of expectation for the kid, and like, you need to change our life, they put a lot because their life kind of like in poor, and like, they hope the kid gonna change the life by studying.
Yeah.
That reason why they put a lot of expectation. And here, like, you have enough, like, everything to live your life. You don't have to care about a lot about money.
Yeah.
Because you have good government here. They pay for your insurance or something when you're in poverty.
Yeah.
But in my country, like, if you're in poor, it's getting worse because you have no money.
Yeah. So how is the living situation in Vietnam versus here? Like, do you have a bigger house, a smaller house, an apartment?
Oh. How to say? Like, in big city, they live kind of narrow to each other.
Yes.
And like, they have no spaces because there's no lane for old people living in the big city, you know? And like, they have a lot of houses. They have a lot of floor, like, fourth floor or fifth floor.
They are not organized, the house, like here.
Like here.
Yeah, like store here and the house here.
Yeah.
Store here, house here. But here, store, and
house. But in the neighborhood, in my country, if you live in a house, you can run your old business too. That's differences.
Yeah.
But here, if you run your old business, you cannot live in that store.
Yeah.
Is it right? You need to have your own house. But in my country, like, you have your own house and you can run your own business in that house too.
Yeah.
That differences.
So do you live in the city or like in the neighborhood somewhere?
I live in the city.
In the city.
I live in
not the countryside. So far away from the city.
Yes. Countryside.
Like in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, in the middle.
Yeah.
In like a neighborhood or kind of isolated?
Neighborhood. We have a neighborhood. Like a neighborhood everywhere. Not like here.
Yeah.
But we usually talk each other with a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
They are very friendly.
Yeah.
They live like a family.
Yeah. They watch us like their family, even we are just neighborhood. Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Like, we know each other, even like you live a miles away. Yeah, but here, since I moved here, I haven't known my neighborhood yet.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them before.
Yeah.
They're just in their house, and like that difference is between. Yeah, even they act kind of strict, but they're really friendly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you travel there once, and like you can understand, you can feel it. Like, even you're a foreigner and travel in my country, but they act to you like their family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have anything else of note that you'd like to add about your experience? Like anything particular surprising?
Surprising here?
Yeah.
Of course, the traffic, right? The traffic here?
The traffic is
very different in Vietnam.
Yeah, everything is like, how to say,
it's true. Traffic here has organized. They have a highway to move. But in Vietnam, a highway just for move city to city. Yeah.
Like particularly at the stop sign. You need to wait for like first come first serve. Like if you come first, okay, your turn. I come second, my turn. But no, my country. Okay, that stop sign, I'm gonna pass like quicker, you know.
So like red, you
red.
Will stop. Yellow here, you will slow.
Yeah.
Green, you can run.
Yeah.
But in Vietnam, green.
Run faster.
Yellow faster, red faster.
Yeah, that's differences.
Did you have any expectations coming here? Like anything you expected?
What do I expect here?
Yeah.
I think just for my school, like now I'm in ESL and like, you know, I'm pursuing accounting and like, actually I have language barrier and like that was why I'm trying our best to get used to the environment here.
Mm.
And like, that's the only first thing that I need to pass here. And like I put like high expectation for myself.
Mm.
And like you need to pass ESL and go straight in college and like, you need to study well, concentrate on studying here because you have more opportunities in people in my country. So I think it's my privilege and like, yeah, I need to try my best.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think my aspect is I want more conversation interview. Like you, like I want to conversation with the American people. So like every day I just talk with Vietnamese, talk with the international student. I want more, learn more, because American, they have interested opinion. They're very smart. They can I want to learn how they can make money in different way. That's my expect.
Well, I think that's going to be all for today. Thank you for joining me for this interview.
Of course. Thank you, Luke.
Of course.
Thank you, Luke.
Stopping the recording now.
Okay.